Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is, of course, Derby weekend, Kentucky Oaks today as well, so horse racing season is upon us. It began before this, but, you know, the big stage on NBC, all that, and at Batavia Downs as well. We've got going out this weekend on Saturday from 2 to 5, Brian Kozy will be live from Batavia Downs. So that's 2 to 5 tomorrow here on WGR, special edition of Sports Talk Saturday for the Kentucky Derby. And joining us on the Western Hotline is Nick the Railbird to talk to us about the picks, the horses, the bets, what we're going to do. Nick, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Happy Kentucky Oaks Day.
Hey, happy Oaks Day. Good to talk to you guys. Getting ready for the big race, and Mother Nature, I think, is going to play a little havoc with us.
Yeah, you think so?
Havoc?
Havoc today, tomorrow, the whole weekend? What are we looking at?
Yeah, we're looking at today, thunder showers, and it's going to rain tonight, and it looks like it's going to rain right till about 4. Some thunderstorms tomorrow. So I think it's a high probability of off track, and whether it's good, sloppy, or muddy is anybody's guess.
All right. So how good is it at accepting rain? And, I mean, I almost want to ask this, like, about a football field as well, because it's not just that it rains, it's just how many races go on that dirt before the Derby actually runs. So how will that all factor in?
Yeah, you know, they groom it with trucks and rakes in between races. But, you know, what happens, it's very important for, you know, especially the serious handicappers, you know, what part of that track. The jockeys will get used to know whether the track sometimes it gets real deep and the water drains to the inside. And then they'll know that before the big race. And then if you see certain, you know, horses that go in the middle of the racetrack or go wider, they've probably found a spot that they know is a little bit firmer and not as deep, you know, running in sand or running in mud. You know how that is as a person, just as difficult for a horse. So you got to keep your eyes open. You're going to see some different type of racing, I think, in the Derby if this rain comes to fruition.
Nick, if this is a dumb question, I'm prepared for it, but do some horses do better in mud because of experience, or is it because of, hold on, mindset, training? You know, is it just that some don't like it? How do you get through all this? By the time they're this old, do you know who's good and who's not?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. Believe it or not, pedigree comes into play. Some horses, they're actually bred, and there are ratings, and which we'll talk about a little bit. And go by the experience. Remember, these are babies. They're 3 years old. And some horses, when you have a really good, expensive three-year-old, if it's an off-track going up to the Derby, you don't want to risk injury. You will for the $5 million purse, not that they want to get hurt. But if your horse has never been experienced on the off-track, I kind of, you know, it raises my concern. And journalism, the probable favorite, has never been on an off-track.
All right. So this might be an opportunity to avoid the favorite?
Yes. And you've read my mind very well. I'll just jump in a little bit on it. I'm going to base this. There's a very high probability it's going to be not a fast track. And to that point, I said this even on a fast track, it's not a question of if, it's when a Japanese racehorse is going to win. And I believe Luxor Cafe, the number 7, who's currently sitting at 14-1, is my pick. He has actually raced on an off track 4 times in Japan, has won 3 and lost by a neck. He is a stout closer. He has got a rider you've never heard of from Hong Kong, but he's one of the world-class riders. He checks all the boxes. his last race by 5 lengths going away, graded stakes in Japan and Hong Kong. And I think you're going to get a good price. And he's a closer, and I think he'll be closing fastest of all.
How about the like the post position? Not one that you would avoid there?
No. I mean, the 7's not bad. I mean, I don't think I want to be along the rail. I mean, we know that's a curse and normally on any track, and that's going to be Citizen Bull, who, by the way, is going to be the controlling speed now that, Rodriguez has been scratched. And, the 21 horse comes into play, and he's kind of like a wide guy horse, Barrera, and he's coming in from the 21 post. He just scratched Rodriguez at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Baeza, how do you say that name?
Yeah. Baeza, you're right.
Baeza, all right. You mentioned Luxor Cafe is your favorite, and that isn't that a more common path now that we're seeing more and more as these horses coming over from these tracks in Japan and then having success at the Derby?
Yeah, Forever Young, if he didn't get pushed and shoved, actually, by the jockey, I think he would have won last year's race. I think what you find is, they say they're, the Japanese horses, we got to be careful with that. Horse is bred in Kentucky. He is owned by a Japanese individual. This horse, they're figuring out, the trainers in Japan, they want to win the big race here in America. And I think over the past 2 years, they have figured out what they need to do. They're much more competitive than they were 5-6 years ago. And I think this off track is really going to play in favor of Luxor Cafe.
Nick DeRailbert joining us. Batavia Downs has their event going on, the Derby Party, $35 Derby deal. Includes $25 free play, a $5 wager on the Derby, a Derby program, and lots of stuff going on there. Drink specials, $5 mint juleps, $3 16-ounce domestic drafts. So lots going on at Batavia Downs, and Brian Koziel will be there. If you want to go more than just the winner, who are we pairing in there? Who are the horses you think are in the mix if we're throwing a 2, 3, or 4-horse bet down?
Tistastic, the 14 horse. I think he's got a good shot. He won his last race with Joel Rosario up the Louisiana Derby. I think the number 9 horse, Burnham Square, Brian Hernandez Jr., Ian Wilkes trained. And you got to throw, I think Journalism will hit the board someplace, but my knock on him, he's never left California. He's the last 3 races, he's only raced against 5 horses, not 20 or 19 other horses. And I think for the first time, to your point earlier, you had a great point. You're going to get mud kicked in your face, in your eyes, and it's a whole different animal, no pun intended, when you run on an off track.
When you say the favorite you think will get on the board, is it just this is definitely the most talented horse, just maybe not the great conditions?
Yeah, he's the most talented. He's got the best speed figures. But, he hasn't had a lot of traffic. I mean, he's run against 4 other opponents in his last, 3 starts, where you're going to have 19 other horses in this race, and then you have to navigate through traffic. And I just think that, again, a lot of this is going to depend on the jockeys, where the horses sit, and you don't want to be too far behind, but you also want to be able, and he's never been on an off track, so you throw all those things in. We know that famous line, the best team doesn't always win, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, so we like Luxor Cafe to win. We like the 9, the 14.
And the 8.
And the 8.
All right.
Do you have any? We've kind of adopted Owen Almighty as our morning show host because of our Owen Parker here. Do you have any thoughts on the 20 horse?
It would be a complete surprise. I'd be candid with you. But, hey, listen, your opinion is the one that counts. But, anything can happen. Remember Rich Strike a couple years ago.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Nick.
Anytime, guys. Looking forward to speaking to you again.
All right, Nick DeRailbert on the Derby. Again, special edition of Sports Talk Saturday, after Sports Talk Saturday. It'll be from 2 to 5 at Batavia Downs and the 151st Kentucky Derby. Superfecta specials. What's your flavor? What kind of bet? Superfecta? Exacta box? Trifecta box?
I'm still like not always 100% clear on what all those are, so I usually just bet the favorite.
Okay.
Or not bet the favorite, bet the winner.
I can tell you. I can tell you what all this means and how it works. Well, what's the question?
What's an exacto? I know is like that's the exact order in which they're going to come in.
Yeah. So I'll just do this in the FanDuel app. An exact is you're picking who finishes first and second.
Right.
To box that means you get all the horses that you pick in any combination of first and second.
Right.
This is actually where, when you learned in math class, I don't even remember computations or permutations and all that, where they would put the boxes up.
Yeah.
So if you have six horses in an exacta box, that's 6 times 5. That's 30 combinations of first and second.
Right.
So that's how it costs you on a $2 bet, advanced that way. A trifecta box is the same way. You can pick 3 horses and box them in any order of the three. Mm-hmm. 4 horses is any order, 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
You can do 10 horses. Right. You're paying a lot, but you're only winning on the one bet that you hit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that works. So what I like to do is bet on the, you want to bet on the favorite Luxor Cafe. If you want to bet, you know, you want to bet $20 on Luxor Cafe, you could do that. The other thing you could do is you could do Luxor Cafe boxed with, you know, everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then if Luxor Cafe finishes first or second, you win. And if he finishes first or second with a long shot in there, well, then that pays big.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's one way to do it. Like a 50-1 wins and your favorite horse, Luxor Cafe, finishes second, all of a sudden that's 50 times 14
right.
is your bet. So
right.
that's a way to bet horses that are not exactly long shots that can, you know, up your pay. It's the fun thing about the Derbies. You can have a $3 bet win $20,000 in the right if you bet the right one.
Yeah.
You know, you hit that superfecta sometimes if it's a little bit like quick pick. All right, fine. I got a 20-1, a 50-1, a 14-1, and a 7-1. Like, that's going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like, hitting that is tough. Derby day. Good times. All right, $35 Derby deal at Batavia Downs, $5 mint juleps, including a commemorative glass. Am I going to go out and buy stuff to make mint juleps this weekend? Probably not.
Do it. By the way, Brian will be on live from Batavia Downs again. Reminder, tomorrow, two to five.
What do
you, for the mint julep, you'll need.
You know, if I remember correctly,
you need simple syrup.
You
I
need
think.
Yes. You need simple syrup.
Yeah.
You're gonna need mint to muddle,
obviously.
Yep. Yeah. And bourbon.
Yeah.
So yeah. Kentucky bourbon and simple syrup, which is not hard to make. You can just make that in a pot on your stove.
Yeah.
With sugar, 8 mint leaves, simple syrup, bourbon, and a mint sprig.
Okay. Love it.
Bourbon and mint.
And, it's good.
And sugar. I mean, yeah. Don't drink too many. Be careful.
Especially with the sugar. Yeah, no.
Yeah, they can hit like a truck. All right. Extendo Sports coming up. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.